This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says they're releasing information today regarding the long-awaited definition of chronic depredation and lethal management when it comes to wolves. It was in a press release over the weekend titled, CPW's comprehensive efforts throughout the first year of wolf restoration provide a solid foundation for the future. Efforts include conflict minimization program improvements, increased staffing, strong partnerships, and clear guidelines for producers. The press release mentions the petition for rulemaking submitted by Middle Park Stock Growers and 25 other groups in the state, as well as Colorado Counties, Inc., which asked to wait before introducing more wolves until 7 requests were answered. The press release says CPW will recommend the commission deny that request. Here's the president of Middle Park Stock Growers, Tim Richard.
It doesn't surprise us, but we hope they can get these programs in place before we have wolves on the ground, and I don't think it's going to happen.
While still recommending the requests are denied, the press release says the requests from the 26 groups will be addressed and covered at the CPW Commission Wolf Update at the January 8th meeting. More fraud alerts are coming out, this time from the Grand County Sheriff's Office. It's just like the warning from the Route County Sheriff's Office earlier this month. People call and they're pretending they're from the Sheriff's Office and there's a fake bench warrant out for your arrest. They know the names of the local sheriff and the officers, and they try to get money from you over the phone. Do not fall for it and call the real sheriff's office in your county immediately. A single-engine aircraft ran off the taxiway at Yampa Valley Regional Airport Friday night, got stuck in the snow. The Hayden Police Chief said there were no injuries and no damage to the plane, which was pulled out of the snowbank. Also at the airport in Hayden, 1,949 passengers flew in on Sunday. 3,039 passengers arrived into Hayden on Saturday. A coyote with mange has been spotted in the downtown Steamboat Springs area. Route County Dispatch and Colorado Parks and Wildlife are aware. They ask that you not call dispatch unless you see this animal acting aggressively. Each week, we'll be updating the Mental Health Minute for Route and Moffat Counties. This week's topic is about the effects of movement and exercise on mental health. Hear from Lori Biaggi on finding light in movement, how dance helped me and can help you. The Route County Board of County Commissioners have a hearing and work session today. One agenda item includes a new salary for the county manager. Watch for Santa Claus. He and Mrs. Claus are driving around on a fire truck from Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue starting at 4 o'clock today and tomorrow night. The neighborhoods they're visiting are listed in the local headlines tab on our website. The overall winners for the 2024 Murphy Roberts Holiday Classic are Sarah Rask from the University of Denver for the women, Raphael Assard from the University of Utah for the men. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.